I'm Todd Morris with Mission at Work News. School can be a challenge for many students already, but what if you had to concentrate on an empty stomach? Protesting and political unrest in Venezuela means many children have to do just that.
For most of the children, they, especially in the poor neighborhoods, they only have one meal a day. So you can imagine, you can give them a gift back, and actually that's what we're still doing, but the children really are hungry.
Even though times are hard, Marietta Osterhoff says it's that very suffering that helps the joy of the gospel stand out.
There will be a great difference between people without hope and Christians, because they know we can trust a God who is not in a crisis, even though we as a country are going downwards now. But God is there. He's in control.
If you'd like to be part of that support, we'll get you connected at missionnews.org. And Bibles for the World works to spread God's word in India. Around 35 years ago, the ministry began sending teacher missionaries into the Indian state of Tripura, which was one of the most unreached regions in the world for the gospel. The teachers would start simple one-room schools in the villages and build relationships from there. Bibles for the World's John Padidi says today there are over 100 churches. The new strategy, Bibles for the World, is working through Awana clubs.
Basically, the strategy is going in and starting Awana clubs in villages. It's very low overhead, very low cost, but in the same way, developing relationships with the children, building off of those to build trust with the families, providing opportunities to share the message of the gospel with those families.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray as this ministry translates God's word into sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.